BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 and 22. Adam and Jesus. Do you need some happy, joyful good news today? Well, if you care to take less than 3 minutes of thinking time, listen on. Through one man, Adam, who is called the Son of God in Luke chapter 3, verse 38, because he had neither father nor mother, came man's subjection to mortality, sickness, physical death, and eternal death and misery in another world because he sinned. We are born in Adam. So also, it pleased God that through one man, Jesus, who became flesh of our flesh, who, though he was the eternal and the only begotten Son, came the free gift of physical resurrection from the dead for those who believed in him and will believe in him and his power over death. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Anyone can be born again in Jesus. As in Adam all die that were and are in him, became subject both to temporal death and all the afflictions and misery of this life, which are so many little deaths, Romans chapter 8, verse 36, and forerunners of natural death, or attendants upon it, and also to eternal death, which is the consequences of the guilt of sin, Romans chapter 6, verse 23. So in Jesus, that is, through the merits of his death and through his resurrection, all that are in him, being chosen in him, given to him, and by faith implanted into him, and not only spiritual death made alive, being passed from death unto life, 1 John chapter 3, verse 14, but will also be raised from physical death unto eternal life. The happy, joyful good news is that you can live happily ever after, eternally in paradise with someone who loves you and will continue to love you forever. Jesus Christ.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the